Renee and Fry, a new assignment, scene 4. Renee adjusted her lipstick in the mirror and studied herself. She was used to undercover, and she was used to being someone else, but staring at herself, she couldn't quite figure out why she didn't feel convincing. She steeled herself and focused on Worthington's English accent. I'm Roberta Worthington, ex-teacher at Caprock Academy, divorced, with one sister, Serena, who I'm not in touch with. We've never gotten on. Flashback. Aaron sat across the desk in Serenity Hills with a disaffected attitude, defensive body language, but her brown eyes were so incredible that it was hard not to stare. Aaron Lorelei. But then I thought you read that on the notes, Aaron said in a superior tone. Is that the way it's going to be, Aaron? Renee asked, shaking, confused, no, stunned into shock. That depends on you, Tess, Aaron shot without so much as skipping a breath. She froze, and panic pulsed through every part of her. Renee groaned. Yes, I really need Aaron in my head right now, she rolled her eyes. She was on duty, and Alana Laval needed her to become Roberta Snooty Worthington. She needed to be her. You were in a relationship with someone heavily involved in the slave trade. She sighed and held up her hands to the mirror. Actually, two people if you count Owens. Flashback. Aaron wagged a long finger at her. I can barely stand her as it is, she scowled in the cutest way. Besides, you love another woman. I can't even imagine how much it would hurt to watch you waltz off with someone else. Renee stared at her. Maybe it was all the stress of being locked in the academy was part of Aaron's feelings, but Aaron sounded, well, jealous. She turned with the cutest pout on her face, and hope slapped Renee so hard across her heart that she grabbed onto Aaron's elbow just to steady herself. Aaron glanced over her broad shoulder with confusion in her eyes. There's something else. Renee scoured her brown eyes, and the pulse rippled up and down her arm. Desperate hope shot some kind of spark through her whole body. What aren't you saying? Aaron smiled softly down at her and rested her forehead at Renee's. I ain't that lucky, and you ain't that insane. She pulled away and turned back to the door. Hope crackled through Renee until she hauled Aaron around to face her. She couldn't breathe. She... Lucky? Aaron nodded, then kissed her on the forehead, and Hope pulsed with a warmth that tickled right to her toes. Yeah, and you ain't that insane. Renee looked to the door, then back to Aaron. Form words. Speak. She touched her fingers to her forehead. You think you'd be lucky to be with me? Love, hope, and sheer thrill burst through her until she wobbled. Aaron, well, maybe she... Well, she sounded like she... Uh-huh, you wanted in writing? Aaron said, in the huskiest and softest of heart-fluttering voices, with a smile that floored her. Renee wobbled from the feeling. She glanced at the door again. She closed her eyes and then took Aaron's warm hand. She had to tell her. She had to show her how much she loved her. Deep breath. She opened her eyes and saw a look of confused delight on Aaron's face as she watched her light show. She had no idea how beautiful she was when she had that look on her face. Aaron, I... Fry yanked open the door. Why are you standing up there? We have things to do. Aaron jumped. Renee clamped her eyes shut and fought the groan. Fry raised her eyebrows. Well? Renee let out a long breath, looked up to the sky, then fixed on Fry's twinkling icy blues and scowled. Remind me to kick you. Hard. Outer flashback. Renee let out another sigh. I'm trying to be someone else here. Get out of my head, Lorelei. Are you arguing with her even when she's not present? Fry asked, then leaned against the door. Yes, I argue with myself too, so why should it be any different for her? Renee folded her arms, knowing she looked more like the jock, mud-loving, bug-fixing commander she was than before she started to try and get into character. I could have kissed her, right there in Caprock, and you, she wagged her finger, then flicked her hand through the air, and you knew you were interrupting. You were meant to be a professional, she was your junior officer. Fry's eyes twinkled like they did every time she interrupted. Did you forget the reprimand? You're the head of SIG, and you fell in love with your own POI, so whatever is. Renee muttered and flapped her hands about. I'm busy focusing, so what you want? To tell you that you sound American and you're not doing a good job, and we need to meet Alana. Fry said, then gave her the usual stoic, unfazed look. If you will, bite me ears. Renee shot at her, then tottered out of the door, trying to sound English as she adjusted her hair. I hope she's worth our while. Samson will demand that we give her some fun. I think you've given Samson enough fun, which is why she got slammed in jail. Again, for I tidied her slick, tailored to perfection suit and blouse. I want a bite of Flavelle's to keep your teeth sharp. She glowered at the guy waiting at their car, who tidied his jacket, which was a signal to switch into character. He was one of Stowe's ex-slaves, now on her highly trained staff. Where's Lavelle? Renee placed her hand to the dart gun at the small of her back and turned on Fry's signal. I see you decided to save us coming to you. Lavelle lowered her eyes like Renee had come to expect from slaves. Good, she responded to societal structure. That would help give Renee a way to hold her in conversation. I heard that you were interested in the property and my husband wanted me to greet you and take you there personally. Lavelle was lying because she eyed Fry like she might ask for an autograph. I heard a lot about you from a friend in Texas. Were they friends whose assets we happened to acquire? Renee asked, stepping slightly in front of Fry to show she was a mistress and that her lipstick might suck, but her aim didn't. No, she taught there. We met at a few dinner parties. Interesting lady. A bit fierce. Lavelle chuckled, then fussed over her hair as if checking for something. Ah, she was checking her ears. How is Harrison? Renee asked with a guarded tone. Harrison had been a housematron who had somehow shown up in Sven's estate, a slave owner, and was treated as a being a lot more influential. Then she disappeared before they wrestled the estate off Sven and turned it to Fry's family. And Rita did to Fry's family. I haven't seen her in a good while. She checked her ears again, then glanced at Fry's ears. But she talked about you a lot. Fry didn't so much as move her eyebrows. You attended? Yes, Lavelle shrugged, then turned to Stowe's staff member. The house is nearby. Her tone changed from polite to dismissive. Renee held the door for Fry with a smarmy smile. Wouldn't like to see you exert too much energy. Fry tapped her on the lips with a finger. You're far better trained without Samson distracting you. Renee smiled against Fry's finger. You like me wild. Fry's eyes flickered as though she wanted to laugh, but instead she got into the back seat. Renee turned to Lavelle, then looked her up and down, the way that Fry, Stozer, and Huber had drilled into her. I'm surprised anyone who attended the academy is allowed out without... She looked her up and down again, then lingered where she shouldn't. She was sure Aaron would pout if she'd seen it, but then it was Aaron's fault for kissing her. Ugh, focus. A close eye on them. Lavelle dipped her gaze. That's kind of you, ma'am. My husband is very good at making sure I'm well taken care of. Renee didn't doubt it. Shame. I could have used some fun. She motioned to the car. Unlocks is busy. So move it. Lavelle got into the back seat and then Renee went to the passenger door, nodded to Stoza's guy, checked under the car, checked the horizon for hostiles, the alternative exits should they meet friends, then got in, tapped the dash, belted up, and tapped her finger to the insert. Moving, she said, before covering it with straightener hair. It's always so taxing. Don't you agree, Logs? We wouldn't have to move if Samson hadn't gotten into trouble. Fry stared out of the window as if not noticing the way Lavelle's gazed at her. Renee fought the urge to roll her eyes. Aaron had fans wherever they went, but Fry seemed to build her own following too. She just made dinner and tried to keep them from getting into trouble. And did she get fans? No. Is the house bigger than the dump we were stuck in for months? Renee asked, then checked every rooftop, tree and post and as they drove along the exclusive street of yet another gated community. Most people did it to keep criminals out, but she was certain that Lavelle and his ilk had the gates to keep their assets wandering off. It has 17 bathrooms, 50 bedrooms and an extensive acreage, Lavelle said like she was a pro at selling houses. We inherited it. But you sell it instead of keeping it? Fry asked, then trailed her finger along the window, her cue for Renee to probe. Yes, my husband isn't a rich man. We get by. Lavelle was producing shorter answers, and her gaze flicked to the driver like she was starting to feel vulnerable. He must be rich to get your acquaintance. Renee turned to the driver, then passed him and noted the small house, which either had lots of gardeners with hedge trimmers or really didn't want any visitors. I know that it must appear that way, Lavelle fussed over a presentable skirt. He doesn't know where I attended school, and I don't intend to tell him. Hopefully you didn't sign the prenup, Renee said, as Fry adjusted her trouser leg, the cue to stop probing. Either way, you seem happy, but if you're bored, we're always open to making new friends. Lavelle glanced at Fry, then touched her wedding ring and stared out at the estates as they drove by. We live in such a pretty neighbourhood, but it's not as affluent as this. My husband grows wonderful arrangements of flowers, though, and I think that they would even put these estates to shame. Renee met Fry's eyes and raised an eyebrow. You like gardening? Renee asked, trying to understand the odd change of subject. No, I like to cook. I prefer decorating. Laval smiled, then gazed lovingly at her ring. He's so very patient with me. I do hope you're able to meet him. Her smile came ever more doting. He's wonderful to me. Renee doubted it. Maybe I could get you to decorate then. We don't have the touch and locks. She spends too much time on trinkets. Who said I pay for them? Fry asked in a monotone. She spends too much on trinkets. Who said I pay for them? Fry asked in her monotone. Gifts from friends. Laval nodded enthusiastically. My husband has lovely friends. All their wives are so kind to me. She sighed a delighted sigh. I'm not sure I'm good enough at design to be professional. I'm not professional enough to critique you, Renee said with her best snooty accent. We should ask your wonderful husband. Laval beamed. I could ask. I'd like that. She looked like Aaron did when he gave a pecan pie. Thank you for the opportunity. Fry went back to gazing out the window as they pulled up to the house for sale. They got out, and Laval turned and ordered the driver where to park before tottering up the large steps to the porch. Renee tottered alongside Fry. That's some personality switch. Guess she really likes to garden, Fry said, like she was bored. But her eyes were intensifying, and she doesn't like her neighbours. Renee nodded. And her place is supposed to be 10 miles away, so where was her car? Yes, and no slave would be able to walk anywhere outside their estate alone, Fry said, then furrowed her brow. No, but if free people who like their husband's horticulture skills do. No, but free people who like their husband's horticulture skills do. Renee shrugged. As they headed into the front doors, Laval was going to be a different person to figure out.